Here we go. Wednesday night, The Room Podcast. Tommy Shayhood.
Yo, buddy.
Steve Domenico.
Here we are.
The Room Podcast. How you doing, buddy?
Two in a row.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Yep,
We've made it here.
Yeah, I didn't fuck anything up, and here I am, two weeks in a row.
Maybe I fucked something up, but I just pressed something. We might be losing our... Our video.
Yeah, I see it on here, so...
No, I mean when they call in.
Oh, shit. Last minute.
Yeah, you know how it works, but... Mm-hmm. Big weekend just passed, man.
St. Paddy's.
Jesus. You had any Irish in that dark skin?
A little bit. I think my grandmother had some, and then my great-grandmother on the other side was, like, Scottish, and I don't think that counts, but a little bit.
Well, a little bit is enough.
Sure.
You know what I mean? There's people out there that have none in them, and they're claiming
they're... Oh, yeah. They got the shamrocks all over there.
I'm not a big Irish.
Domenico is not Irish?
We sound good.
Yep.
But anyway, my dad's mom was a half Irish, I think. Yep. So I have.
Mom's mom has some sort of Irish in her. I don't know exactly. I wouldn't know.
How'd you celebrate?
Oh, I drank beer and whiskey.
Green beer?
Or no.
Just it didn't. It doesn't matter.
No, the color. It
came out green.
Yeah. That would be not good. The color doesn't matter. I prefer not green beer. I prefer, dark brown beer or dark yellow.
Yeah,
or,
this right here that you gave me in case I want one. An IPA.
Local IPA, so it might not be too bad for you. I know
you did see my meme I put up about the IPA and the beers that it's like drinking a meal.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That was pretty good. It went viral.
And that was aimed towards me, I feel.
Not really, but you were involved in it. You are that.
Yeah, I like those beers.
I thought about that. Mm-hmm. But when I drink this, I'll probably not need another one.
Tell me your consensus when you.
I will. I'm gonna open it halfway through.
We'll do a review.
Okay.
You've had these.
I've never had.
You've never had Whalers?
I don't think I.
Not for me, but this is like a common beer. This is in every bar and restaurant in Rhode Island.
I might have tried it.
Yeah.
If all they had was craft beer or whatever, and I said, "Give me the lightest thing." Is that what that is?
This is like if they only have one IPA in a bar in Rhode Island,
Whalers is the
it's
way.
It's gonna be the one.
Okay.
Yeah. This is pretty much in every one.
I probably did have that at one time. So, Tommy, my St. Paddy's Day weekend was full of a lot of beer. A lot of beer.
Regular color?
I don't usually go out St. Patrick's Day. I'm usually working until 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And then I'll go have a couple of beers at the local bar. Everything's done.
Depends on what day it is, you know.
Everything's basically done. But this weekend I was out basically every night.
Wild man.
And I had it off. I was off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
No, that's good.
So I got, rest, got some naps, and went back out. And then Sunday was a full day, which...
Early night?
Not in the early
night. No. Usually a full day of drinking.
No, it was a full day.
Yeah.
I went out with friends down Tuxedo Athletic Club, and I didn't become a member this year. Sad thing, but next year I get two balls in the lottery, if people know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
It means that it's a men's club.
Yeah.
And... A lot of my friends are
like a gentleman's club.
Yes, not a gentleman's club. So I go there with them, and you have to go with a member.
Yeah,
but they got $2 draft beers.
Sure,
you know,
kind of like VFW, type style.
But it's in Patuxent Village. It's right on the water.
Nice.
So you can even bring a boat in or whatever. So somewhere nice to go in the afternoon with a date or yourself, and just have a beer on the deck or whatever. So every March you can become a member, but they put you in a lottery. So there was like 100 people in it, and they picked like 25 new members.
No shit.
And I didn't make it.
You tried? You wanted it?
Oh, I fucking wanted it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So next year I get two balls in the pot. Okay. So I get double the chances.
And then you're a member for life?
No.
No. Every year?
5 years.
5 years.
But you keep getting a ball added. And if you don't make it after 5 years, you automatically are in.
Okay.
So when I am retiring from work, from my job, I will definitely be a member.
If they don't pull your ball.
If they don't pull my ball, I'll be a member before.
Cool.
But if they pull it earlier, by the time I am 5 years in, I'll be a big member.
You'll
be able to go to the fucking Christmas party.
The
and
big
drink.
Member.
Legit. I'll get a tattoo of Brandon. I get Brandon on the arm.
They make you do that, I heard.
So it was a great weekend.
Cool.
Last 2 days, worked, slept. Today, slept, went to the gym, slept. Mm-hmm. I might go out for a couple of beers later, but I'm rejuvenizing myself for this weekend because I'm sure it's going to be
another
fun-filled and bands, packed with beers and dancing.
And bands.
Yep. Bands. Big into bands now. Big into bands.
Love the
shout out to my new friends out there. Big into bands get me back into the music
scene.
Meeting people. Tommy, I feel like, you know, I did answer some ads on Craigslist for bands. One's like a fucking Americana band.
That's getting big
again.
It
was all right.
Yeah, yeah, kind of country
like
style.
No drums in it.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you can be kind
of
your.
I mean, shit.
I think I'd be a little too heavy for
a lot of those Americana bands don't even have a drummer.
Exactly. That's what they're saying. Less is more. They just want me to bring a snare drum, brushes, and a fucking timbale. I can't do that, but I need to play drums.
Yeah.
So I also contacted these other guys, but they were playing Everly Brothers and stuff from the 50s and not much getting into the 70s. Mm. I want to do 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's what I want to do
as far as drum beats.
You know, some bluesy kind of rock, you know, rock. Stevie Ray Vaughan, throw that in
We were talking about you singing Foreigner last week at karaoke.
Well, I haven't practiced karaoke, but that's still there.
You could be like...
The woman I'm dating wants me to get up there, that's for sure.
Well, you could be the drummer who sings, you know?
I will be. I'll definitely be doing background vocals. Yeah. That's a... I can do that.
Whoa, whoa, whoas.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
See, you're a fucking natural. Who's that? Don
whoa,
Henley.
Whoa, whoa.
With the fucking
guy.
So
karaoke is tonight. I see, if someone got up there and I could just do background vocals with them...
Sure.
I could be a star.
Yeah, man.
I could be like the Pips. Is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah, Gladys Knight.
Pips.
The Pips. Maybe that was before. Yeah, right?
Woo-hoo!
Patti LaBelle and shit, singing the hooks, singing the choruses.
But yes, exactly. I think I could do that with two other guys.
So yeah.
I'm going to be a singer drummer out there.
Don Henley.
Oh, so I have to say we do have a couple of guests here.
Yeah.
One guest is training as we speak. Mm-hmm. Oh, both of them are training, but Devin Maynard, he's give and take right now. Yep. He's training at Triforce. He's having his first amateur MMA fight ever.
Oh,
very
important
to him. I'm sure the stress level is up there for preparation.
He's been training a lot.
Yeah, and he told me, he said today he was on a run. He couldn't call me. He apologized. I was on a run. I said, don't apologize for that.
Like, yeah, for training,
Hopefully we get him for at least 10 minutes. Sure. And he's at Triforce, so we might be able to get a little look.
I did just see him. I was training at Triforce before I came in here. Yep, I come in here after I train on Wednesdays, and, you know, seemed like he's good to go. But like I said, no pressure. You're training.
In the corner doing wall walks and getting, like,
probably
going over some strategies.
I think they were doing some sparring. That was what was happening
on
Wednesday nights after jiu-jitsu.
He offered to give me some rounds to help me for my fight if it happens.
Nice. He's a good, great striker.
Well, tall, thin,
lanky. Yeah, he's
big
good.
Big reach. So.
Yeah, he's a nice kid, too. So.
I'm supposed to be doing my first pad work with Kelsey Miner in Fall River.
Nice.
Not sure if this is going to be in his backyard, if it's going to be, you know, in
the basement
in a private pot in a regiment. Not sure. But we're starting with the basics, Tommy.
Nice.
We're going right from scratch. Let's go.
Nice. Have you been
Let's get it going.
Have you been punching at all?
I've been punching shit, Tommy. But I've been at the gym
like
4 times a week, getting my body strong
again.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I took 2 months off for Christmas and stuff, and I wasn't really hitting the gym like I should. Now I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to trim down. Not that I'm not trim. I know I'm skinny already, but.
A little softness.
I got some hardness going on in the midsection.
Good.
So I'm happy.
Do it up.
Living my best life right now.
Good, man. You seem like it, and that's good. Now we're just gonna get you to get on the mats, do a little rolling. Yeah. That'll fucking
not drink a keg a weekend. You know what I mean?
That'll do
down
it.
Down to a quarter keg.
Yeah,
quarter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start.
I don't drink that much anymore. No. I drink like 5 beers when I go out.
Yeah. Throughout the whole night.
Pretty much 5 or 6. Like I think I drank like 6 beers total. Sunday.
Oh yeah.
I might have done a shot in there.
Yeah, a couple.
8 hours.
Yeah. What a shot of what?
Gay drink. Can I say that on the show?
No. That is not the way to do it. What if you said that? You said,
come on,
you
I
said,
didn't say. Listen,
you said,
gay can mean so many different things.
Sure. What
things.
If it was a shot of Jack? That's what it was.
That would be a manhood kind of drink.
But
it wasn't.
You say like, oh, a gay drink, shot of Jack.
What was it? Can anyone tell me what that drink was?
If it was, if it was a
green tea shot. which didn't taste like anything. I drink green tea constantly.
Yeah, what kind of alcohol is in there?
Don't know. It tastes like nothing was in it.
What?
I'll tell you the truth.
I don't know then.
Maybe it's a green tea vodka or something.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know, but I had two of them over the weekend. I had one with my friend at the Patuxent Athletic Club, and he looked at me like, what the fuck? Because he wanted the Fireball or something.
Oh, I God. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, I don't like the Fireball.
Like, am I having that? I'm like, what about a green tea? Because I had a couple the cinnamon, in the past, and they seemed not bad. And he goes, all right. And then he drank it. He goes, what the fuck was that? Because he had to pay for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're paying the same amount.
Yep. So I wonder.
That was my weekend.
I would do a green tea shot.
If I had one right here, I would do.
Next time. Next.
I'm going to do an IPA, what's it, Whalers.
Yep.
Whalers.
Good chip. I'm going to drink that. I'm surprised that shit doesn't run through your blood being from Cranston.
Well, see. Well, is that?
I don't know. Somewhere. Big thing. Like I said, it's
there's a whale on it, so it's going to be.
Wakefield, Rhode Island.
Oh, that's up. Yep. That's up south.
Yep.
Not too far.
No.
Maybe about 20 minutes from me.
Hey.
Not bad on the way to Narragansett, which I'm going to be spending a lot of time this year, Tommy.
Nice.
The weather. A little snow tonight. A little, well, it was, whatever that was.
It was spitting some weird shit.
Spitting some shit.
Yeah. When I just came in, it was pouring in, too.
Booger from the clouds.
Yeah, yeah. So it was definitely some icy, some snow. Hopefully it's not too slippery when we're driving home later.
Come on, really?
I don't know. It's drive slow.
It's fucking 40 degrees out there.
It's still March.
I was just going to speak about how the weather's changing. April's right around the corner.
Yeah.
It barely ever snows anymore. Like when once you get by that first week of April, you're golden.
Remember a couple of years ago, had the April Fool's storm, like 2 feet on April 1st?
No.
Yeah.
But that did happen?
Yeah, yeah, like within the last 10 years. I don't remember exactly.
I was definitely working.
Maybe it was worse down by me, and I was up north.
Maybe, you guys get a little more.
Yeah, but also then I think I was living probably closer to the New Hampshire border, so more.
Excellent.
More north.
Well, let's move on from here. Tommy, how's the job? How's,
good.
The new place.
Working.
I know it's been a couple of months.
Yeah, like 2 months.
All right.
Yeah, just grinding. Same shit as always. Same problems like every other cannabis industry. I just don't want to. I don't feel like my feet are not planted right now. So I'm still, always just trying to move and shake and do what's better for me and do what's better for the family and
Are you still learning the surroundings and the system?
It's the same system. No, the system's always the same, and I'm good at it. So
places like that. I mean, I don't know how big your place is, but do they allow like a visit or is there like do they have like a walkthrough like special event like?
Not necessarily. But if you scheduled a walkthrough, you would go through the right channels and
really.
Yep.
I would love to just go through that and check out how that all.
Yeah, it's cool.
Happens.
Yep. Yeah, as long as you like escorted and all that stuff.
So in the back. Do they make all like the potions and stuff too?
Yeah, but we don't do that too much. It's more like the upstairs. But the
so
labs.
So it's in the same building.
Yeah.
The chemists are somewhere extracting.
And it's not
THC
always like that.
And
we don't really do that too much right now. But often, sometimes it's all right there. If there's a lab and a kitchen and shit like that.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's good.
My work, big to do last week. I was 6 months late because my anniversary was in. They say August. I think it was the beginning of fucking October. They know what's going on. But I got my 35-year award for being employed by the U.S. Postal Service.
Pretty awesome.
35 years. That's older than most of the fighters I know.
Yeah. Yeah, way older than my kids.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started, my first year, had all the hair. I was playing drums in a heavy metal band. And we used to play JR's Fast Lane right on the highway. It was right off the highway where the Providence Police Station is now, right off the highway. I used to play in the band, and I worked third shift. I had to be in at 1 in the morning. I used to play in the band, pack my shit up in the drum in my car, drive it, and it'd be sitting in the parking lot while I worked overnight, while all my friends and bandmates and friends were partying for the next couple of hours at JR's. I was... But that was my life.
That's good dedication, dude.
I think that kept me not dying.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Devin Maynard is caught.
Oh, awesome.
Holy shit. How'd that just happen? Where is he? Devin!
Yo, there he is.
Ho!
Hey!
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get you on here. What's up, my man? Fucking awesome, bro.
I'm sorry. I just got out of sparring.
Nice.
Dude, I thought you'd be sparring when you called in. All right, my man. Perfect timing. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. Hey, welcome to the show, and I appreciate you giving me the time, man. I know it's crunch time.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
It's a pleasure. an absolute pleasure, man.
Well, Devin, we're going to talk a minute about your training and stuff, but let's talk about how you and I met. I think I was a hero for one of your friends or cousins one night.
Yeah, my cousin Brianna.
Yeah, me getting in trouble as always, Tommy.
Yeah,
I was
right.
at the local bar. And go ahead. I mean, Devin, tell what you know or what she said to you about it.
So she told me that, I don't know, some guy was, like, messing with her at a bar, but, like, he was just being kind of cocky, like, a little bit of a prick. And he said something disrespectful, and she said that with no hesitation. You just jumped up and was like, yo, you don't speak to women like that.
Wow.
And he was saying, like, I don't know, I guess the whole thing happened. And I was like, damn, she got security without even me having to be around. It was nice. It was a nice feeling.
Yeah, good. the guy was calling me a homo and everything. What? I said, do you know what a homo means?
Yeah,
you know, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, he was just, I mean, the guy was, you know, a few years younger than me, but he was throwing out high school terms at me. I'm like, what is going on? I just want to beat you up because you're stupid.
Just some douchebag at the bar.
Yeah, obviously, he has no idea what it's like to get punched in the face.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how, you know, you and I kind of, our names kind of crossed paths because Brianna told me you were a fighter. And then I came to interview John Doomer, I do believe, for his title fight at Combat FC. And you were there and you approached me and you said, hey, I'm such and such. And right there, man, that's how we're here today, bro.
Awesome.
Right. So I've known you a little bit now, man.
Yeah, we're like brothers now.
Oh, you're the man, dude. You're a good dude, man. You're a solid guy.
All right, man, let's talk about it, man. First MMA fight happening fucking 2 weeks. Well, less than 2 weeks. Cage Titans, 64. Biggest card, they're saying, in their history, man. How you feeling about getting in there for the first time?
I mean, I feel great, honestly. I just did, you know, good rounds and sparring with all these animals. Triforce got nothing but animals, to be honest. Yep. So I got into MMA my junior year of high school when I started wrestling. So I started wrestling my junior year. That was like 2018. And I've been doing this a pretty long time now. So, like, I've been wanting to do this for a while. I've been wanting a cage fight for a long time. I had boxing matches. I wrestled and I did a naga and stuff, but I like fighting, man. I just want to go out there. I like to bang, you know, but I'm going to be technical. I'm going to do what I got to do to get the dub, and I'm just going to do my best, you know. I know this is the first step on a long journey, so.
Well, I know you mentioned you got some boxing fights in there and naga and stuff.
Right.
So you're used to going against opponents you know nothing about. I mean, you're going against this kid coming out of Billy Goff's gym in Connecticut there,
They're a good gym, man.
Yeah, great. Dexter's Valley Tudor, they're a great gym. I know one of his partners is going to be on that, and Jake Caskey, who's a friend of mine.
Right.
I mean, what's it like going against someone that, you know, in an MMA fight, something you've never done as far as going against an opponent that's going to try to take your head off in there? What's the thought of going against, like, a ghost, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's just, if anybody can get it at the end of the day, like, if I saw anybody in the street, whether they can whoop my ass or not, like, I'm gonna stand on my business, you know. I'm gonna be a man of my word, and I'm ready to take the whooping or give it. At the end of the day, you know, I know what I'm putting myself in, and I'm excited, you know. I've been doing, like I said, you know, I've been in there with even just sparring like Gary Belletto and John Duma and Dion Rubio and Sweeps and all these killers, man, and I'm just ready, you know. Like I said, I've taken enough whoopings now to where I'm good. Like,
no one can hurt you as much as you've been hurt in the gym, correct?
You know what I mean? You know, so.
All those names you said, man, those are fucking killers, man. So they put the hurt on.
Right.
Hey,
you know, I'm ready.
Now, when you first started in Triforce, how long ago was that when you first entered those doors?
That was, the first time I ever went there was 2020, but then COVID happened.
Yep.
And then 2021. So I've been with them about 3 years. But my first ever MMA gym was Team Santos.
George Tebow and them?
Yeah. I was in high school, though. Like, I don't even know if they'll remember me because I was young. But it's funny because I never really did good in school. My wrestling coach loved me, so he tried to keep me on the team and tried to keep me in school. But my junior and senior year, some things happened with my family, unfortunately, and I lived alone, and I would skip school a lot, go to jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai, and then go to wrestling practice.
Yep.
So, you know, I was doing that for a while, too.
Who needs school?
Yeah, right. No, I don't suggest anybody does that.
Of course not.
But, you know, like I said, I always knew what I wanted to do. I always knew I wanted to fight, like, you know, even getting in stupid things like street fights, you know. But honestly, right before I started dating my girlfriend, she's one of my saviors, man. Shout out to her. Shout out to my family. I love all them. They keep me out of trouble. But I wasn't a troubled kid, but I've always liked to fight. So, like, as soon as the opportunity presented itself, you know, I just want to hit somebody. I know it's not the right way to think, but sometimes it's kind of bred in you, you know, to do that, depending on who's around you growing up. So, you know, I just been wanting this for a long time, man. I really have. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Man.
Well,
and I'm honestly excited. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No. Yeah, Jaws.
I wanted a challenge too. Like I wanna face challenges in this game. Like, I don't want people that are 1 foot in, 1 foot out, or don't know if they really want to fight or not. Like, Coach P came up to me and said, "Hey, this kid wrestled in college. Like, you know, it's gonna be tough, but I think you're ready." You know, and I was like, "Let's do it." Like, I know Team Dexter got tough guys, and shout out to them, because when they come over here to spar, they're nothing but respectful and cool, and they're the nicest guys in the world, you know. But we got some dogs over here too. So
business is business.
And a big thing about, you know, coming up as an amateur in, you know, Triforce, Dexter's, Lozon's, and stuff like that, the amateurs usually all fight each other. You
right.
know, I mean, and then you guys end up training together, and some end up fighting as pros against each other. But it's kind of an unwritten rule that fighters from major gyms, as far as amateurs, come up, because, as we know, them records mean nothing once you make pro. So you're getting right. you're getting in them grinds, and, you know, mixing it up with guys from Triforce and like your guys, and then Dexter's, and then, you know, Joe Lozon's, and all the people that go
right,
there,
right.
man, you're getting the best of everything as an amateur. So what's your outlook of this fight and walking into Cage Titans? Because, man, you know what it's like when under the
right,
lights
right,
over there, because
right.
you've seen some training partners in there. But what's your feeling about making that walk into that cage?
I'm excited, man. I'm so excited. Like, I envision it every night. I envision it every day that I wake up. You know, and I'm close with God, so I thank God for even blessing me with the ability to even be able to fight. You know, it's a blessing that in itself. And like I said, I'm ready. And, you know, for me, I want to be a finisher. Like, I want to finish fights. Like, I don't want to have, you know, fights that go to decision. And, you know, even if they're dominant performances, like, I want people to look at my fights and go, "Damn, I don't want to fight that kid."
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my mentality towards fighting. And, you know, even growing up, like, my dad used to have me fight kids in the back in our backyard when they thought they were tough. So it's like, for me, I just want knockouts, you know. And Brianna, remember, and you can, if people don't believe me, you can go to Brianna and ask her, because she saw me mm-hmm. drop a kid in her backyard when I was like 10 years old. So she was messing with one of our cousins. So it's just, for me, it's always been, you know, I want to be a killer. I want to do big things in this sport one day, you know. And I just want to be able to perform to the best of my ability.
Excellent, my man. Well, I grew up probably about 25 years earlier than you, and my brothers, I was the youngest out of the family, three big brothers, boxers, karate guys, and they
right.
used to throw me in the playground pen with every kid in the neighborhood. I was like 7 years old, 8 years old. I remember just mixing it up and fucking not wanting to fight anymore. They'd be rubbing my arms down. Come on, get in
right,
there.
Right, right.
All the way up until I was like 12 years old, it was like
right,
that.
Right.
But I never took that step like you, man. Congratulations.
Thank
that
you.
That
Thank
that's
you.
Big to get in there, you know what I mean?
Thank you. And honestly, like I said, the last time I got into a street fight, though, unfortunately, I got arrested for it.
Oh, shit.
And when I was sitting in the cell, I was just thinking to myself, like, is this what you want to do? Like, this is what you want to do for fighting? Like, you know, you can at least go fight a worthy adversary, a guy that wants to fight just like you, instead of fighting all these kids that think they're tough but never do nothing. You know, now it feels good, actually, to step into a cage with a kid that's going to be skilled, a kid that's going to be a beast, and a kid that wants to win just like I do. So it makes me feel better about it, to be honest, you know. And this sport saved my life. I tell everybody, like, this sport really did save my life. I don't know what I would do without it. I don't know what I would do without Triforce, and shout out to Gary Belletto and the Bat Center. I don't know what I would do without them people, man. They saved my life.
Excellent. Well, what I'm hearing about Triforce lately, I haven't been in there since I saw you a few months ago, but it's turned into an oasis over there, I'm hearing. A beautiful new building, beautiful new establishment. Every time he's saying here, how's that feel?
It's so beautiful. It's so professional, man. Yeah. Like, it's just like, it's crazy. I've never been to an MMA. And like I said, all of them are nice. Listen, I love old school, rugged, or new. Yep. Don't matter. You know what I'm saying? MMA gym or a boxing gym is a gym at the end of the day. But like, yo, it's so professional in there. It's crazy.
It's too nice for us, I keep saying.
Hey, as far as people getting you ready for this fight, Tommy mentioned that you do have a trainer partner that's going to be on the card with you as well. What's training camp like? Because it's your first one, official one, getting in there. Who's been really beating you up, and who's this other dude that's going to be walking down the aisle with you that night?
So Duma, Duma's a dog, bro. I love working with him though, and he's a good wrestler, a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and I've been getting so much rounds with him, like of him trying to take me down, me trying to stop those takedowns. But, like, I am fighting a wrestler, you know, and like I said, Gary Belletto, I probably sparred that dude over 100 rounds, and I think he's beating me every time. There's never been a time where after the round I was like, oh yeah, I did good that time, you know.
He's
like,
so nice.
That dude's a monster.
He is the double champ of the CES. Right. You know what I mean? So
for a good reason.
No slouch. He's actually talking about Will is on the card now. Will Petillo. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, the Joker, baby. Yep. He's a man, bro. Yeah,
he's nice.
He's a dog. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, that kid's a dog.
Good,
like,
jiu-jitsu.
Right. But even his striking, like, he almost reminds me of, like, his style of striking is like almost like Tony Ferguson. Like, you just don't know what's coming.
Yep.
He's so, like, fast. He has such, like, fast twitch muscles. Like, when I spar with him, I'm like, damn, like, I gotta be quick. Like
Dominic Cruz.
Set things up. Like, right. Because he's just so fast, man. He's 100% all the time. Like, you just always go. I love it, though. He's a great trainer partner.
Yep.
All these guys are. Even your boy standing next to you, man. That's my guy.
I love you, Devin.
I hear he has.
Love you too, brother.
I hear he has really good top pressure. He brags a little bit about that.
Yeah, when I go with these MMA kids, it's fucking different. These kids make me better. It's ridiculous.
Nah, same to you though, Tommy. For real, man, you're a blessing. Bro.
Always good.
Excellent, my man. As far as you know, Cage Titan has been putting out posters and stuff like that. I was waiting for yours to come out. I saw like the first few amateurs. What's that like, waiting for your fucking... Dude, I couldn't find a goddamn picture of you to put up. Mm-hmm. I had to find, like, the, you know, the picture of you, like, fucking probably getting ready for college or school or something.
Nah, I told you, I didn't go to school, man. that was just my boy got a camera one day, and he was like, yo, let's rip some pictures of Bob. But you could use my boxing picture, I mean... Well, my Facebook profile pictures, my box.
Yeah, but I needed your face. Now we people.
Right. You know what I mean?
That was a good promo picture.
Yeah, I mean, well,
I'll take anything.
Well, all right, you got the poster coming out. How do you feel about that? I mean, your face is you're gonna be sharing it all over. And
I'm excited, man.
Yeah,
I'm excited. So it's funny because when I first got into boxing, I was like 9, 10, and it was because of my dad, but. My mom actually dated a world champion boxer. You guys remember Joey Spina. And he used to do things with me even when I was a kid, like just combos and footwork. And I would always, like, look at his posters, and I still have them. I would always look at his posters, and I'd be like, yo, that's what I want to do, Mom. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to be like Joey. Like, I want to be a champion. Like, I want to do stuff like that. And my mom's kind of – she's a very sweet lady, don't get me wrong, but she can get very intense. And even for this fight, like, she woke me up this morning. She's like, you better start getting up because your opponent ain't sleeping. You better get the fuck up and start going for a run. And I'm like, all right, I'm on it. You know what I mean? So I got the right people around me for this shit. You know, I'm excited. Like,
excellent.
I don't know, man. It's just awesome. And even being a part of this right now, it's a very big honor and a blessing, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, my friend. It's only going to get bigger. You know what I mean? You're from Triforce. Well spoken. You got a lot of years of training behind you. You're going to be fighting a dog, definitely out of Dexter's at Cage Titans, the biggest promotion in New England.
Cage Titans is so fun.
They're going to be eyeballing you for the next card or a couple cards after that or other promotions because up and coming amateurs are important. Your poster isn't out here. Last couple of questions. What weight are you fighting at? Because the poster ain't out, and I Tapology is not correct all the time.
Right. So I'm fighting at 155. Okay. Nice. At lightweight.
Weight cut for that.
Thank you. I'm pretty big for the weight class. You know, I feel like I'll do very well. The cut is easy. I feel great. So.
Excellent. As far as your training partner going in there, what's his weight at? What's he fighting at?
He's doing 55 too.
Oh, nice. So
I think he wrestled at 57 or somewhere okay. around there, something like that. I don't know. I'm assuming if he's fighting at 55, he had to have been around in the 50s for wrestling. So he's probably comfortable with that weight too. So.
Okay, my man. Last question here before I let you give any your social media. I got your Instagram here and your name for Facebook. So,
yes, sir.
You know, as far as the crowd and people gonna be coming to support you, you said you know you have fighting in your blood. Your mom, everyone's supporting you. Triforce is gonna be in the house. Who else is taking the trek as far as friends, families, and just supporters?
I got a bunch. I'm not gonna lie. I got a bunch of people. Like I don't even know if I'm enough floor seats. Stuff like that. Like, I got a pretty good amount of support, and I got even random people that I don't even know that just started at Triforce coming up to me and asking me for tickets, honestly. So
yeah, that happened today. I was right in there. Someone was asking you for a ticket. You didn't even know him, so I was like, you wanted to go.
Right,
that's
right,
what's up.
Right. So it's honestly, like I said, I thank God because it's a blessing. And to have that support, you know what I'm saying? I know Nate Diaz used to say, oh, I don't even want people coming to my fight, but I want to show people what I can do, yeah, you know? No matter what happens, you know, I'm gonna give it my all. I want to make a run. Like I said, I wanna achieve things in this sport. I know I don't want to think too far ahead. I want to take it one step at a time. But at the same time, I know what I want to do and I know what my goals are in this sport. I want to fight. I want to die a fighter.
Awesome, my man. Well, you're on the right path with the team behind you and. Your attitude, bro. I can't wait to see your skills in there as far as, you know, what you're going to do in that cage. I'll be cage side checking it out. I'm sure Tommy will be hanging out also.
Yep, I want to go to that one.
Man, we'll hang out. We'll, I don't know if you have a beer here and there. If not, we'll...
I don't really drink, but after my fight, I might make an exception.
All right, you know, we'll drink out of your sneaker. we'll drink a beer out of your sneaker or something. And
not
we'll
me.
Call it a night.
Fuck that. I'm not doing a shoey. Fuck that.
Hey, by the time that happens, Tommy already be four damn beers in. He'll drink out of it.
No, right. He's doing that now, but I know y'all are wild, so, you know, gotta be wild to be into this shit, so.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing, Devin. Rob Pico on here. Rob Pico's on here. He's saying he's gonna buy your dad a beer for getting you into fighting. He's gonna buy you a beer. He sits front row every show, and he brings a ton of support from the surrounded businesses there to see the fights. He said, come look for him in the front row. He'll have a beer with you, your first beer of the night. So,
fuck yeah.
Thank you. Tell him I said God bless him.
All right, my man. Hey, we're going to let you go. We're going to get an old guy on here now who's still an amateur fighter, but he's a fun guy to listen to. But, Devin, we'll definitely catch up after this fight. I'm sure I'll see your cousin around, and hopefully I don't have to beat anyone up for it again.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. You have a good night, bro. Thanks for the time.
You. Later, Devin.
Thank you.
Fucking awesome. Oh, he was awesome, man.
He's great.
Popped out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, Devin's calling.
Yep, good. Yeah, he's great. I knew he would be, energetic and enthusiastic. He's a young dude and super nice. You know, like when he says things like how he used to get arrested for fighting and didn't go to school and shit. I'm like, God damn,
he's
son.
Yeah.
Like, but like, you know, you never know what people's lives, what they went through. You know, like the nicest, positive. Said he's a believer in God, which is, you know, I don't really care about that, but like. He's good shit, so I hope good things for him, you know?
Excellent.
And we gotta help him.
So, Tommy, we're gonna
cheers.
I'm gonna try this Whalers.
Yes, sir. You never drink the
one and done tonight as far as having a drink in the podcast room.
Give a little sniff, a little swill. What do you think?
It's a little bitter, but it's doable.
Yep.
It's not thick.
Usually the hops and the IPAs are a little bitter.
Oh, one other thing I did do last Tuesday. When did I do? Did I tell you about it? I went to a wine dinner.
I don't think so.
We got a different glass of wine every course. It was
four or five
course dinner.
Yep.
Of like,
pairing.
I never go to this.
Pairing it with the food.
Oh my God. Yep. I never go to like a classy dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, who the fuck is calling me? Is it Brendan Boats? No. Who's calling
me? Could be.
All right, let me just.
4 minutes till for Brendan.
Yeah. Why? What time is it?
41.
Oh no, he's supposed to call in 40. So.
Maybe that was him calling then.
No, Oh, he's calling the other messenger.
Yeah.
All right, let me hit him right here.
Motorboats himself.
Yo! Motorboats, I'm calling you from the state. Oh, there he is. All right. He's looking at it now. Yep. Let me see. No, you don't. You're calling here. Call here, weirdo.
We're not that fancy.
Yeah, we're not. We don't use Zoom here. We don't.
What are some of the headlining fights for that cage titles?
Well, Joe Giannetti's fight fell through.
Oh, it fell through?
It is Jonathan Pierzma against...
He was going to fight Pierzma, right?
No.
No, who's going to fight?
He's going to fight Ali Zeebian.
Right. And that didn't go through?
Ali Zeebian pulled out.
Surprised.
I was trying to call... Brendan thinks I'm calling him from Skype or something. So.
From jail.
But Jonathan Pierzma against Everett.
Yep.
You got Pete. You got Peter Barrett.
Yep.
You have
Sean Lally.
Cupcake.
Didn't Sean Lally just announce something today?
Sean Lally called out. Did call out Oh, there he is.
But didn't he have a announcement today, Lally?
Oh,
I think so.
Oh, maybe he did.
I think so.
All right, I'll ask. Brendan, what's up, my man?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Brendan?
How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Hold on. Let me get this other window off so it's not.
Yeah, now you sound a little better right now. So, all right, let me blow you up here. That's what she said. Sorry. I'm sorry. All right. I'm ready to go, man. We're good. How you looking?
How's that? Is that a little better?
Yeah, yep. You look great and you sound great.
All right. I don't know if I look great. But
no, come on, dude.
We thought you were going to have your shirt off.
What's Randy Watson doing?
Yeah, he's looking hot. Yeah. He's looking hot.
You guys are old, so you get the reference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love Coming to America.
Fucking look at this guy's always fucking ripped. He's fucking Adonis over here. What's up, my friend? How you doing? Can you hear me? It sounds like it's delayed.
I don't know. I don't think he's hearing you on that one.
No, he's not here.
I can now. Are you good now?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I just had to X out of the other thing. We're
okay. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
All right, Brendan, here we go, man. Weren't you scheduled at one time to make your pro debut?
Yeah, it was. I was supposed to fight this dude from Florida in my pro debut, but then it was kind of wonky how it was all working out. And then talked to Bill. He's like, maybe one more amateur. So like, I think I am actually going to fight that guy in July.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to come up and do that. So it sounds like I'm going to do this one amateur, and then do that one in July, hopefully.
So, Brendan, from your first amateur fight, it was supposed to be one and done, two and done, three and done. What's going on, my man? People coming out of the woodwork that you want to fight for? What's going on? Because I know you fight for a cause every card, so every fight.
Yeah, so like the first one, right, was supposed to be the jackass I was meant to fight. But then I did the second one because I had to fight him, right? And then it was definitely it. But then, yeah, the third one was a fundraiser for my buddy, actually down the south coast of Mass, or closer to you guys. He lives in Dartmouth. So that was for him. You know, he has cancer. And then, again, I was like, I'm just going to stop now. But then my other buddy who had a stroke that I used to coach with, you know, he's got four little kids. I'm like, that's a good one, you know, to raise money for, too. So now I'm doing that. So, yeah, that's sort of how I look at it now is like, if I have a cause to fight for, it makes sense. And it's more likely that my wife will let me do it. Sure. I mean, she's not, you know, she doesn't care about me getting hurt. She's just like, you're an idiot, you know? You got jobs to do and, like, stuff to take care of, and you're worried about this stuff, you know? But, yeah, but it's all good.
Well, as far as who you're fighting for now, let's talk about your friend now and all the support that you're getting for him for this fight.
Yeah, so my buddy Tim, I've known him for like 15 years, but he and I worked together. We coached together from 2013 to 2019. And actually, in 2020, is after I had left that job, we moved. He actually had a stroke on the sideline during soccer.
Oh, geez.
And he was only like 34, 35 at the time. But and actually, my other buddies who, you know, we coached with together, their quick response is why he survived. They got him taken care of, but he's still... You know, intensive rehab, struggles with, you know, his motor skills with his hands and his arms and stuff. He can walk okay, but, you know, just manipulating, like, you know, simple objects and trying to, you know, just everyday things. Like
fine
trying
motor.
Yeah, exactly. You put up a video the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So defending his ass off doing that. So I said, you know what? But, you know, I'm not going to raise the guy $1 million, but, you know, just throw him a few bucks, even if he can take his kids somewhere and do something cool. You know, no problem with that.
How's the support so far? I know you a fight almost or did drop off, and you were looking to grab some tickets. How'd that, you know, what's going on with that? And Tommy said there might have been an announcement. Do you know anything about that fight that dropped off and it might be going on again? Did you say something?
I don't know.
Oh, that I don't know. I mean, I know Joe and Ali's fight, you know, came off the card. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I feel like Joe put it up, so it's okay to say. I guess supposedly Ali got staff. I don't know the details. I'd be lying if I said I did, but yeah, I mean, Joe used to train at our gym, so I was like, oh, nice, I can get tickets now. But Bolvere, I know you're probably not listening. You're killing me.
You're
trying to track you down for 3 days to get these tickets. I kid, like, Mike's got a million things going on. Yeah, I asked for like 100 and something tickets right out of the gate. You can only give me half of that because, you know, I get it. He's distributing them to everyone. And I figured they'd last for a little bit, but those sold in like 6 days. So then I was asking for more, and I got probably half of what I asked in the next batch, and those sold right away. And then now I'm asking for more. I'm going to stop after this, but so I feel like I could have sold more, but I kind of stopped promoting it for a couple weeks. So I didn't really have any tickets to sell, but if I get these off, we'll still get, you know, a decent amount of money for them. And all I use is, like, I cover my expenses going in, like, whether it's training, medicals and stuff like that. Then it's every other dollar after that just goes right to Tim.
Now, as far as this fight, my man, you've been in there a few times now. How's the body feeling going in there now? And, you know, you're very modest about your training, and you're always saying you suck. And I know how it is because I played drums for years, and I never thought I was as good as, you know, people thought I was. But, man, you got to be pretty good at this point. I mean, you know, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You'd be surprised at how not good I might be after that period of time. No, I think I'm a competent, like, if some jamoke in the street who didn't know what he's doing came up and tried to fight me, I feel like I could kick his ass, right?
But obviously.
You know, when I'm doing, like, for example, I did, like, a double session today. I was at my gym tonight, social sport fighting, where I always am. But then with my coach, we do mostly night classes, so my coaching schedule, of course, is mostly at night. Some coaching college kids and high school age kids. So I've been doing daytimes when I can at Lausanne. So I was in Lausanne this morning, you know, and at South Shore tonight. But I mean, when you're going with guys like that, it's like you feel useless, right? I mean, like, if I'm sparring with Zach DiSabatino or Johnny Cupcakes, or like last week or 2 weeks ago at Lausanne's after grappling class, we did like some MMA positional stuff. And just the way it worked out, I went to get a drink and get my mouthpiece and my gloves. And there was an odd person, so I had to go with Joe. It's like, well, that's fun. You know, he, of course, is, you know, I'd love to say he's going 50%, but it's more like 5% probably, right? But basically the way it was, like, the guy on top had to try to stay on top for 4 minutes and hold position. And
we lost him for a second.
Or a triangle, or whatever. And then it's like, the second 4 minutes is the other. Second 4 minutes, you're on bottom trying to reverse. I basically got Joe just slapping me in the head for 4 straight minutes, right? It's like, yeah, I have no reservations and no illusions about thinking that I'm a good fighter, believe me.
And he knows you're going to fight coming up, so he's not taking it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's trying to get me ready and make. See, this is what's great about Joe, right? Of course, he's not trying to hurt me.
No.
But he knows how to make you uncomfortable, right? Without like kicking your ass or anything like that. So it's like just little things, like kneeing you in the armpit when you're in half guard, right? Like, oh God, that sucks.
Okay, yeah, right.
You know, it's like, you know, you don't think of something like that, but, like, you know, it's not, obviously it's not going to end the fight, but he does it to you. Like, damn it, that's miserable. It's not really a good time to get in the armpit. You know, so yeah, just stuff like that. But so no, I don't think I'm good. I don't think I'm, you know, skilled or anything like that. But when I go into these things, my biggest fear is injuring myself. It's not the other guy hurting me.
Nope.
I've been punched enough times that I know what it feels like. You know, I've been submitted enough times to know what it feels like. For me, it's just like if something on me snaps in half on its own.
Yeah, Devin, who we had on early, you know, before you, was talking about the same thing. He cannot get an ass kicking any worse than he already gets in the gym.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And I've told you this before too, Steve. The easiest way to humble yourself is, like, when your 14-year-old son can kind of beat you up, right? That's like, yeah. And you know, he's, you know, he's a little taller than me now too, and he's way more skilled than me. So people think I'm joking, but no. Like okay. when you get dropped with a liver kick by your kid, like you can't really act like you're a badass. You know?
Hey, he's 14, and you do speak about him a lot, and you know, posting videos him, you know, sparring at South Shore. But you're still dad to him, right? Mm-hmm. You can still, you know, when
no, if we had like a real fight, I could still beat him up because. I'm not going to stand, you know, out in this outside and let him head kick me. I'm going to pick him up and slam him on his head. Right.
Yeah.
I do still outweigh him by 30 pounds. Yeah. I definitely could take him, but in a sparring match, he kicks the crap out of me. I get arrested, you know, if we're sparring.
Do you think of that day when he's around 20 years old and he's still fighting and the skill set is just setting in and you're getting older? And, you know, you ever think of that time when the tide's going to turn and you just can't do it anymore?
Steve, he's not going to be 20. He's going to be 16. Yeah.
Well, I have a 14-year-old son too, Brandon, and he's my youngest. And he's getting to be as tall as me and getting to be as heavy and all that shit. And
it sucks.
Funny.
Like, I'm happy that I got him and his brother right. into training, but then at the same time, it sucks because, like, now they're good at it and all that without – I was actually happy when you were talking to Devin that you did have a picture of me, Steve, because if you had to get my high school one, I was like, oh, shit, it's going to be black and white.
Well, I almost did, but, I mean, they wouldn't recognize you. I think you had hair and everything back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. It's like, but my high school picture is like an oil painting.
Hieroglyphics on the wall of the cave. It's
got Elvis colors in it.
Exactly.
Love it.
Well, my man, This fight coming up, bro, who is this kid? I mean, I know you've had some opponents in the past that have been kind of, you know, one guy was drinking an iced coffee on the fucking stage when he couldn't make weight. And know what I mean? Like, who's this guy coming in, you know, as far as to challenge you this time?
His name's Gary. He's from New Jersey. I forget his last name. He seems like we've gone back and forth texting and stuff. And he actually had to call me with a medical form question. So we chatted a little bit. He seems like a really cool guy, like level headed, like, you know, regular guy with like a real job and whatever. Just loves the sport like I do. I think he just turned 30. So he's not, you know, super young, but he's obviously not my age. But he seems like just a cool guy. I know he's bigger than me. His last fight was at 70. I know he's definitely at least a couple inches taller. Seems like kind of a long, lanky dude. You know, not exactly sure what he prefers to do, whether it's striking, grappling, I don't really know. I only saw like a tiny little clip of his first fight. He couldn't really get much from it. But yeah, he seems like an okay guy. There's no dislike or disdain or anything like that. But the plan is just to go in and, you know, we'll be pals beforehand and we'll hate each other for 9 minutes. And then after that, we'll be pals again.
Is this his? He's fought once, I do believe.
Yeah, he's 0-1, yeah.
From Cage Wars, which is a really great promotion out of New York. So, you know, he's seen the spotlight, but what do you think? You know, when these outsiders come into Cage Titans for the first time, it's like deer in the headlights, you know what I mean?
It can be, yeah.
Lost him again.
Yeah, I'm getting a weird connection.
No, that's him.
Yeah.
I think I just lost his voice just now.
My YouTube's being weird too, though, so.
No, I see him right there.
Yeah, he's good. I just lost his voice. I think that's him. I can't hear you. Can I hear him on there?
I don't hear anything.
No, that's him. Yeah, they see how you can hear us, but not him. Hey, let me call you right back, real quick. All right? See, he can hear us. All right. Yeah. Something does. I think he, like, it almost like he made, like he yelled in the mic or something. Kind of like when Mikey Oliveira did that to me.
I'm surprised. Let's see what
happens. And he might be on Wi-Fi, too. But I only had like 5 minutes left with him anyway, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, here he is. You there?
Better?
Yeah, you're on your phone now, right?
Yeah, I put on the phone.
Yeah, see that? See how the phone works? Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
all right, talk about this kid. I mean, Cage Wars, he's fought for them before, but coming into Cage Titans is a whole different animal. Have you warned him? Does he know anything about Cage Titans?
No, I sent him pictures of the venue just so he could see what it looked like, you know, because I know Cage Wars is a pretty big promotion, but I don't know what venues they use. I have no idea. I was saying that what actually helped me my first fight was the postponement of my initial fight, right? So I got to go through the whole routine, right? The locker room and all that stuff, and see it all, see what the walkout was like. And that way, you know, 3 weeks later when I did it, I was like, all right, I know what to expect. I know exactly how this goes. So yeah, I think for some people, right, it's not like your typical local show where you're just walking into a tiny little ballroom.
No, it's different.
Did I lose him yet? Are you there?
He's going back and forth.
Well, we're going to leave off now anyway. Brendan, you still there, right?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to leave off here because we're almost 10 o'clock. But, my man, as far as the dude that you're fighting for, are there any tickets left that you have? Is there any other way someone can get you know, see this fight?
I am supposed to be meeting Mike tomorrow to pick up a handful more tickets. I won't have a lot. I will have a few. So anyone that needs last-minute tickets, let me know. And then... just real quick, can you hear me all right, Steve?
Yeah, you're perfect now. Go ahead.
All right, just real, before I forget, I want to just make sure I name all my sponsors so they don't feel like I'm jipping them or anything like that. Blunt Force Business, down your way, close to you guys. My buddy Pat, go check those guys out for all your business needs. South Coast Self Defense, also down close to you guys in the New Bedford area.
Yep.
My buddy Dave from high school, good dude. Does a lot of training at local gyms, too. Goes to Hard Knocks all the time as well. Bud's Goods for all your CBD and THC needs up in the South Shore.
Yeah.
Love the Bud's guys are great. Yeah, I know Steve. You can go check them out. Tommy, I know that's your wheelhouse.
Yeah, man.
And TNT Custom Fire Pokers, my boy Todd, he's awesome. And then Pro Men's Health in East Bridgewater, too. So that's all my folks. And, of course, South Shore Sport Fighting. Everyone at Lozon has been helping me, Connor Matthews and all those guys, too. You know, and all that, but yeah, come out. Anyone that wants to send, can't buy tickets, that wants to send even a small donation, if it's $5, $10 for Tim, just hit me up on, you know, Messenger or Instagram or whatever, and I can let you know how to do that. But he's a good dude. He is coming to the fight, so hopefully we can get some pictures with him and all that.
Nice.
And do that. One more thing, Steve. I almost forgot. So one of my best friends growing up.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Throw that in.
My buddy Alex, who was on the first season of Ultimate Fighter. We'll finally be in the house live to see the old man fight. So
nice.
And Alex was my local MMA inspiration. So he will be there in all of his glory for sure.
You know, it's funny, like people that don't remember him, he was a character on the show.
Oh yeah.
Boston guy. I know when the UFC came to Boston, I don't know if it was like, you know, a few cards ago of recently, they did a segment with him driving around Boston doing some stuff for, you know, for some media and a segment for, you know, leading up to their card, which is cool.
Yes, you know what it is? Alex signed a deal. He runs Jared, you know Jared Allen, the football player?
Yes.
Nope.
He's in the Hall of Fame now. So he runs Jared's homes for wounded warriors. So he basically travels around the country and they build houses for wounded veterans.
Oh, cool.
So they have a big deal with the UFC where they kind of have a partnership and he does all that stuff. So, yeah, he's heavily involved with Dana and all those guys. But obviously it's a great cause, but that's been Alex's full-time job for quite a while now.
Excellent. Well, before I let you give your social media, everything else, information, I want to get a chat with him at some time, hook that up with us. But also, Brendan, definitely come down. I mean, you know, you were on the last show when we did the post-fight of the card. It'd be cool if you came down like a week or two after the fight, you and Richie, and when we go over the card again. I mean, the card that you just fought on, it'd kind of be cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hopefully I take care of business and I'm not a piece of shit and lose, and then we have to talk about how it sucks.
Dude, I've had plenty of losers in this fucking.
Yeah, absolutely, no, I'll definitely come down. That was a blast. I would love to come down tonight, but I can't skip.
No, we know how it is, my man. But I appreciate you so much, my man. We have a lot of banter on Messenger and stuff like that. I'll see you in a week and a half, bro. You know,
yes, sir.
Have a fun rest of training camp. Johnny Cupcakes, I will be talking to tomorrow, so I'll be getting a word with him about his fight coming, an all-star fight, all-star cast on this con coming up, bro.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, that's my favorite training partner right there. Show him some love.
Mm-hmm. I definitely will, man. Anything you want to leave off with, social media, anything else, phone numbers?
I'm pretty basic. My Instagram is bvotes3. If you need anything, find me there. Facebook's just my name. Search for it, whatever, if you have any questions about stuff. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll be some fun. I'm fighting like second or third, so get there early, cool. And I'll be out to hang with everybody after that.
Excellent. Devin will probably be fighting first or second.
Nice.
He'll be back there. Maybe, you know, you know, he'll help you with your nerves. You help him with his nerves. You know, you amateur guys there. You'll be all over the place. You're like the mayor. Yeah. You're like the mayor
out there. Yeah. For sure. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Brendan, thank you so much for the time, man. I'll see you in a week and a half, bro.
All right, guys.
Have another night.
Later, Brendan.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, what a
That's going to be such a killer card.
So modest. You know what I mean? So fucking critical on himself. Yeah, he's smart, I love it. That's a genuine kind of person. And, yep. You know what I mean? He's confident.
Yep, down to earth.
But you know what I mean? He knows where he is. You know what I mean?
Which is very cool. Very cool. That was a great one.
That was awesome.
That's going to be a good card, man. I'm going to be looking forward to going down to that one.
I was going to take, a date there, but she's working, can't make it, next card. So I think I might bring my son as my date.
Cool.
I don't know yet. Depends on what he can do. But yep, we'll see where we're at.
Yep,
Tommy.
We will. Yeah, it's a great time. It was a good time last time we were there.
I might take my camera this time and do a little,
I just bring my phone and do some stuff. Yeah.
I got my Android, my old Android.
Some good pictures we got last time of the whole venue and all that stuff. Like you said, if you want to get interviews and stuff, your camera's nice for it.
Yeah, actually, but it's a lot to carry around. Yeah,
and then you don't want to leave it there. Someone will steal that shit.
I have me.
Yeah, you don't want to leave that thing. Someone will steal it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
No, they won't. Not a Cage Titans.
I would hope not, but I always think the worst in people.
You don't want to trust anyone. Last thing I'm going to leave off with, Tommy, because I did talk about off the air to you. Yesterday, I went to the gas station.
Oh, yeah, you meant
after going to the gym.
I forgot to remind you.
I was on E. I was going to come here, play the drums. I had a nice workout. I'm like, let me go practice drums. I go to a gas station. My card's declined. I go in. It's fucking like 5:30 in the afternoon. I go in, decline. I call the place that I'm on. They tell me there was a fraud detection back in January 27th that wasn't cleared. I said, why is it being declined?
Yeah, three months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, January.
Yeah, January. So now it's March.
But it was 2 months. I said. Okay. About 2 months. I said, how can you just shut
the gas station told you that or the card?
No, the card. Yeah. I called the card. Yeah. But the bank was closed itself. Yep. Now I'm fucking to the Egyptians.
What the fuck is going on? India, probably.
Sorry, nothing against Egyptians.
No, but the call center is probably in India.
They are.
Yeah.
So.
Did they cancel us yet?
It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I called and they said there's nothing you can do. I said, what if I was on a date? What if I was with my daughter?
What if you were dying?
What if I had no money, which I don't right now, and I can't do anything
because
all I use is my card, and there's no way to fix it until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning? How can you do this? Like, how can that be?
It sucks.
How can't they? Like, that's a real
it's a fuck up
in the system right there. Where your card. It's my money.
That's not efficient.
It's not a credit card. It's my debit card. It's all my money in my checking account.
Mm-hmm. But you've used it since then.
I've used it since January, and they went back. I yelled and sweared at this guy. because when he told me they couldn't fix, I went, "Why?"
I'm sure he wanted to help you after that.
Yeah, that was it. I think they. And so, I went to the bank today, yelling at them.
Yelling.
My voice up, giving them a
sure. You're probably smiling,
ripping them a new asshole, right? Smiling, inconvenience to me, and almost stranding me, like freaking out. It's an embarrassment when your card don't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Suppose I was on a date. Suppose I was somewhere and like I can't pay the bill. Yeah. She can't pay the bill. What was I gonna do?
You're washing dishes.
So I don't have any credit cards. I applied for one. I never activated. Yesterday, I activated the fucking credit card.
Okay. That's for emergencies.
Safety net. Never wanted a. I don't want a credit card.
No. Credit. My debit. Credit's tough. Yeah. Yep.
But I have one. But anyway, we fixed it. You know what happened? I think the motherfucker from India shut my set. Evidently, my card number was compromised online.
Yep. So they just shut it down.
And I was yelling at the bank. I said, now I have to change all my shit.
Yeah, of course.
Because I just had to do that in December because they changed from my... Sorry to bore you people, but this is a talk show. They changed banks, so I had to do it all back in December.
Change all the numbers and
everything.
Shit.
Everything.
Yep. All the online stuff.
My daughter's college tuition comes out of my checking account, which... comes out of my debit card because it's attached
to your checking account. Yeah.
Her financial aid stuff.
Yep.
So they automatically take what they need. Mm-hmm. Now I have to change. I have to change my Googles, my fucking, my shit that I pay for here to stream everywhere.
Fight Pass.
I've already done this.
Yep.
So I was like, what?
Yep. That sucks.
Well, that's, I said, but I said, what I'm really concerned about is if this happens again and I'm in fucking Delaware this time in my car. She goes, well, you do have that credit card now. I'm a fucking strangler.
You shouldn't have told her you had a credit card because you gave her the information.
I did, but you know, she
I was
going to
say, why does she know that
now? She said, you know what I do? I just open up another checking account and have a spare. I said, why do I need two checking accounts? Because your bank sucks.
Yeah,
I
said. We're not opening up another checking account.
Why do I need
account?
A safety net? Because you guys suck. Right? Am I right?
You are right. Yeah, and if that if it's shut down.
Why do I need a safety net? Because your multi-billionaire fucking bank shut my card down.
They don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry, people.
They don't give a fuck about us.
People that I work with, the Postal Service, they all know.
They heard about it.
Yeah, they all went through the same thing, the change.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had that credit union, I've been in it for 30 years.
Yeah,
since I've been in the post office.
It's a work thing, too, like it's all connected.
Yeah, everything, my direct deposit, my car loan,
that's why.
Everything, fucking, you know, allotments going into my bank accounts and, you know, savings and stuff.
Child support.
No, that comes directly out of your fucking check. Yeah, no one touches that but my ex-wife, which I only have 12 months left. And I'm fucking rich as fuck. I'm gonna be living a good life.
You're just gonna be paying money to her now, though. That's my thing, you know. Like,
no, I'm gonna be paying my daughter.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, my daughter's good. My daughter's gonna be a fucking doctor.
Nice.
She's gonna be taking care of.
You're gonna be living in the basement.
Oh, she's. I'm gonna be a cellar dweller.
That's what I say about my daughter too. My daughter's going into 4 years college. I'm saying we're gonna be living in your big house.
I'm gonna be a cellar dweller. Yeah. That's what I call it. Fucking living on a fucking a single bed. That's all I need. Fucking bureau.
Sneaking in.
My electronic drum set. Sneaking through the bathroom window.
That seems like your style.
I would. I'd buy that. I only need one room. I could sleep here forever. You know, give me a toaster oven, a microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the toilet.
Yeah, the bathroom's up the street.
Fucking shower at the gym. I'm living here. All right, with that said, Tommy, you want to leave off? That was good.
No,
man.
That
last
was good. That was
going off.
Good little rant. You know what I mean? Like you know, like they said, like we talk about everything on this card.
I got to say, this beer got me buzzed. I don't know. I didn't do anything. I drank it.
Cheers to that, brother.
I don't know. I haven't eaten either. So.
I didn't eat anything gross for dinner either. I was eating throughout the day, so I didn't have any Popeyes or anything like that.
Anything you want to leave off with before I...
No, that was a great time. And both those guys, Brandon and Devin... good luck to both those guys in the fight coming up, and they're both really awesome people, and, you know.
We're going to be there, Kate's side, bro.
Yeah, we're going to be cheering them on.
With that said, thank you, Tommy, for getting Devin to get on the show, because I know you hooked us all up.
He's my dude.
And talk to him at the gym to get this going. Thank you, Devin, for, you know, making time for this. He probably cut his training down 15 minutes early for this. But I appreciate it.
It's good for his career when it comes to that.
I mean, he fucking, he's a natural.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a doll. You know, so.
With that said, tomorrow I am interviewing Cupcakes Gamble.
Nice.
And on Friday, Jay the Joker Perrin, I will be interviewing him. And then
is Cupcakes fighting on the 30th? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And so is Jay Perrin. Yep. So anyone else out there that wants to get chatting with me, I'm around all Monday. So hit me up over the weekend if you're fighting on the card and you want to get a chat in. Mm-hmm. Next week is our last podcast. Mike Polvere will be on next week. If a fighter wants to come on before him, I know it's crunch time, but if someone wants to come on next Wednesday as far as fighting on the card, last minute, I'll have you on for 15 minutes, and then Mike Polvere will take us home.
Yep.
So with that said, thank you so much, man. We had a steady kind of stream of people watching tonight, some popular dudes. That's about it. I'm going to go not sing karaoke, but I'm going to go have another beer.
You should sing.
That said, I will, Tommy. I will.